Hello?
Hello?
Congressman?
Mr. President, how are you?
I sure wish you'd help me on this farm bill.
I'm trying as hard as I can to be of what assistance I can, Mr. President.
That will be awfully appreciated. I'll tell you, I don't want Republicans to make a policy issue out of it against me. And if I pass this bill, it'll save the Treasury $100 odd million more than if you kill it. If you vote to kill the bill, it'll cost us $100 million more than if you pass it. And it'll help my budget, it'll help my farmer, it'll help put us on the same basis the Japanese in buying cotton, and help our textile workers, where I've got some unemployment, and it'll show we boys can have a little leadership. And I don't like with just 4 or 5, and I sure wish you'd help me.
Well, I have been talking to the Speaker, I've talked to Hale and others, and I frankly feel that I've been doing what I could, for instance, on this food stamp plan.
Yeah.
It seems to hold a certain key to a number of votes.
Yeah, it does. If we can't pass food stamp and get that amendment out of there requiring 50% of state code, won't work with it. If we can't pass that, we can't touch the farm bill.
And I worked on this place, Mr. President. This is not the basic point, but over the years, we have stuck together as a party. Hale has been our leader, and we've just defended him back home everywhere we could, and we want to stick together as far as we can go. I'm up against a situation now after having my district and the adjoining one, Ed Willis's district, I think for the first in the United States, President Kennedy was elected. As far as percentage of votes given to him, we want to make it the same for this administration. And I assure you that other than being in a box in my district, a very practical thing, over the past several months, Farm Bureau has fought me every time I've come up. I have no reason to be particularly leaning towards their philosophies, because they've always fought me and I've fought them openly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, many other farmers, people in my areas, maybe self-serving, have unanimously, I have not seen one word from one farmer other than simply cannot politically sustain a vote for this farm bill. Now, that's been the advice they've given me. Often I've gone against their advice. And this, I'm just searching any way I can.
Ashton, this is a pure voluntary thing on both the cotton and the wheat. They couldn't, if they don't want to, they don't need to. And you're saving my budget over $100 million. Next year, it'll cost us $400 million less than it did last year. But if we kill this bill, it'll cost me $125 million more. At the same time, I get some relief from my textile people in every one of the Carolinas, the boys that help us, every congressman in Georgia. I'm not going to lose but one from my own state that's going to be voting against me. And if you ever stayed with me, stay with me this time.
I'll come down there,
and what I have to do, if I have to walk barefooted through your district, and I'll see that you don't pay any penalty for it.
You're very kind.
This is the one vote this year that I just don't want to Halleck and them to have a party vote, all of their men lining up, and then I find out about 35 or 40 of my Democrats quitting and go over and join him, and then I'm repudiated, and I just can't take it.
President, may I say this? I'm very honored that you did call me. I know your concern on this matter, and it's my concern, please.
Well.
And I'm going to, again, have conferences with some people back home to try to work something out. Believe me, I will.
If you'll stay with me, I'll appreciate this.
And let's see what can be developed. And if I can, without actually vacating commitments that are precious to them, at least, in this area, I certainly will do everything I can.
You do it. Won't you call them tonight and give me a ring tomorrow? I sure do want to count up 220 votes on this.
I should know by noon tomorrow.
You give me a ring, will you? Give me a ring.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Ashton, and I'll appreciate it, and I'll remember it.
Goodbye.
Thank you.